Listen to this poem that Irina Ratishinskaya wrote from a Soviet labor camp in 1986, when she was enduring conditions that were every bit as bad as anything that John would have been facing. Let her testimony of how the power of prayer helped her throughout her ordeal encourage you to pray from the heart for others.
Believe me, it was often thus in solitary cells, in winter nights, a sudden sense of joy and warmth and a resounding note of love. And then, unsleeping, huddled by an icy wall, I would know that someone is thinking of me now, petitioning the Lord for me. My dear ones, thank you all who did not falter, who believed in me. In the most fearful prison hour, I probably would not have passed through everything from end to end, my head held high, unbowed, without your valiant hearts to light my path.
Yes, as we seek him, he sends his answers, but we have to accept that they come in the form that he chooses, not necessarily as we had hoped that they would come. He doesn't always explain his workings to us, but he does trust us not to get into a strop and be offended. I love the phrase that John uses, "I was in the Spirit." Let's draw this series to a close now, along the lines of prayer and praise that keeps us in the flow of God's Spirit. As we've hinted before, the early church historian Eusebius tells us that John was released from Patmos later on under the Emperor Nerva, and God will find ways to release us from every wilderness that we're pushed into or that we stumble into. He is who he is, the first and the last. And he can rescue from the dullness and the greyness of every Patmos time. But he's trusting us to keep going.
Thank you.